The health department says a second person has died of mpox less than 24 hours after Minister Dr. Joe Phaahla provided an update on the spread of the infectious disease. The latest death was a 38-year-old male patient from KwaZulu-Natal. In Gauteng, a man living with HIV tested positive for mpox on Wednesday. This brings the total number of positive cases in the country to 6, with 2 deaths in 5 weeks. Health Department spokesperson Foster Mohale has more.
Minister Phaahla calls for more vigilance as the number of mpox cases and deaths increases. Minister of Health Dr. Joe Phaahla would like to announce another laboratory confirmed case of mpox and second death linked to the disease just less than 24 hours after he provided an update on the government's efforts to curb the spread of this infectious disease. The latest case is a 38-year-old male who was admitted at a local hospital in Umgungundlovu in KwaZulu-Natal and tested positive for mpox on Wednesday 12th June after presenting with extensive lesions, headache, fatigue, oral ulcers, muscle pain and sore throat. The patient has unfortunately demised in KZN the same day his test results came back positive. This brings the total number of positive cases in the country from 5 to 6 and 2 deaths within a period of 5 weeks. Mpox is a preventable and treatable disease if diagnosed early, hence we say early diagnosis saves lives. People are urged to avoid physical contact with someone who tested positive for mpox, practice hand hygiene, respiratory etiquette. Diagnosed cases or patients should, where possible, avoid contact with immunocompromised people, children, pregnant women who may be at a higher risk of severe symptoms if exposed to the disease.
Mpox is a preventable and treatable disease if diagnosed early. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.